Through that door, she forget about him. She want me more. Won't try to make her stay. Give me a suit of pre-owned clothes. I want to look my best today. Well, evidently, I'm quite a slob. It's a little late now to get that job. I'd beg, I'd borrow, maybe even rob, if I can make a comeback today.
Thank you.
the town and the blues are living in. Tune up as much as I can for you today. All right, we're going to do one. I wrote with Daryl Scott one time. We tuned up for the recording, which was a good idea. Why not for the show? Promised land. Sister, come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you. Even less have springtime, so many questions in my mind. Summertime came, you left me waiting, and not one answer would I find. But I saw you in the Rocky Mountains, I felt you on the Great North Sea. It's a lonesome road I have to travel, you will always be with me. Brother, come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you. Comfort in the wind. I see hope and hopeless faces, and someday they will love again. People come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you. Even less have I to hide. People come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Love to give you. Even less have I to hide. I put one foot in front of the other, stepping into the here and now. I'm not sure just where I'm going, but I'm gonna get there anyhow. Thank you very much, folks. It's great to be back at Telluride once more. I think this is 34 years. Somewhere it's in 35. I might have lost count. It does run together after a while. There's some of the same people there every year. I guess I'm one of them. It is always great to be here at this festival in particular. And it's just such a beautiful spot, as you know. And you make it more beautiful by being here with us. We're going to try to be as beautiful as you are today. It's a tough call. Tough job. We're going to do a song about a young couple in love. And the guy's got to go off to war. He pledges his love to his sweetheart and she to him. Then 7 years go by. Now let's look in again on our young couple 7 years later and see what happens.
Tim O'Brien, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the guitar from near Asheville, North Carolina, now living in Hendersonville, Tennessee, I think it is. His name is Brian Sutton. Make him welcome, if you would. Back on the skins, on the flaps, whatever you call those things, the battery, the percussion.
from Johnson, Tennessee, that's Mr. John Gardner on the drums. On the world championship bass, or the upright bass, the acoustic doghouse bass, from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Mike Bubb. Make him welcome. And over on the fiddle, a man who needs no introduction, but I'll give it to him anyway. His name is Stuart Duncan. All right, we're going to play some songs for you today that we sort of know. We've been playing together a little bit here over the last several months, maybe several years, if you know what I mean. We're going to feature Brian Sutton singing a song called That's Where I Belong, which is Telluride, Colorado.
Yes. One.
Mighty fine, thank you. Tell you right.
Folks, it's tough times all over. Isn't it great that we can still afford to come to Telluride? I want to send this one out to the folks who are having trouble paying their bills. It's called Busted.
Come on.
Win.
I'm on, because I'm busted. Is there ain't a thing I can do? My wife and my kids are all down with the flu. And I was just thinking about calling on you, cause I'm busted. brother's place. You know the place? I went to see the gypsy woman down at the fortune teller's place. I got the California blues. I'm sure they're gonna leave you here. Leave you here. I got the California blues. I'm sure they're gonna leave you here.
Folks, mighty fine, mighty fine. Well, would you believe it today? Would you believe this? At 6 a.m. this morning, the guy from in the hotel, the room next to me, he knocked on my door at 6 a.m. Could you believe that? Can you believe that? It just so happened that it worked out because I was up practicing the banjo.
Mom?
That's magic, Tim.
It just does it without any... It's a magic shirt. It's the loudest shirt on the festival. This Neutron is in a bar. He's sitting there and he's kind of looking down in the mouth. The bartender says... Hey man, what's going on? You look kind of sad. What's going on? He says, I think I lost an electron. He says, are you sure? He says, I'm positive. All right. Thank you very much. We're going to feature Brian Sutton on one. This is an old fiddle tune. And it's an instrumental, so you wouldn't know what it's about, so I'll tell you. This is about a guy who's about to be hanged for a terrible crime. And he gets one last request, and he sees a guy in the back there with a fiddle case. He said, could I borrow that fiddle and play one tune before you do me in? They said, fine. So they give him the fiddle. He plays it, tunes it up, gets it going. Pretty soon he's playing this tune real fast, real good. Everybody's up dancing. And while they're up having such a good time, he ducks out the back. And that's why to this day there's still so many fiddlers around. This is actually an electric shirt that I got for my birthday. It's got a little fever. My favorite part of it is the Seinfeld bass. Where is it? There it is. Here's the Seinfeld bass. Thank you very much. Here's Brian Sutton with the Hangman's Reel. Sutton on the old flat top Martin double pick guard box.
You know, Tim, your electric shirt is a lot louder than your acoustic shirts that you usually wear.
Yeah. It's good for these big festivals to have a loud shirt. Well, Stuart was playing the fiddle like a mandolin earlier, so we just give him the mandolin for this song. What do you say? We do some songs from a new record called Chicken and Egg. We got some of those for sale back at the country store. I'm going to be back there after the show to say howdy, shake and howdy with all the folks who want to come and say hello. Didn't get to do that on Thursday. And this is one about the login game up in upstate New York in the Adirondacks, where they get all the Martin guitar tops, or at least they used to. And this guy working, it's a dangerous job, good paying job. He just hopes he can get through the day without getting hurt or worse, and get back to his girl. And it's called My Girl's Waiting for Me. Come on.
For me.
Thank you very much. Well, that's rough work. That's good band work. I'm going to send one out to all the working folks out there. I know that's all of you. Everybody's got a job, even if you don't get paid for it. Fish swimming, they're working. Birds flying, they're working. If we don't mention your occupation in this song, it's not because we forgot about you, just don't have a lot of time. There's not enough time, but we're all contributing to this thing. Keep the world spinning around. And it's called working.
I got a rope around me now to keep it falling off the edge. I'm working in the garden, trimming up the trees. I'm hoeing up the rows, I'm pulling up the weeds. I'm working in the schoolhouse, working on the news. I'm working in a honky-tonk, singing the blues. Working in a hospital, filling out forms, setting broken bones, helping babies be born. Yeah, I got two hands, a back and strong. Put them in a rhythm, sing a working man's song. I've been working since the dawn. Got the wrinkles on my face. It's the price I pay for running this race. I'm saving up my wages and put them in a bank. I'm paying on the mortgage, I'm filling the tank. I'm saving up for college for a rainy day. I'm raking up a chair and keep it working away. I do what I can, keep the work from the door. I'm working like a father and his father before. I got two hands, my back is strong. I put them in a ring and sing a working man's song. I've been working since the dawn of time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
celebrating Bill Monroe. 100 years of Bill Monroe, ladies and gentlemen, coming up his 100th birthday in September. The father of bluegrass music. Thank you, Bill Monroe, for that song, Wheelhouse. And thank you, Stuart, for playing it so nice.
And now back to the regular schedule.
Regular scheduled program. Okay. We're going to... It's Father's Day weekend.
Not afraid.
It is Father's Day weekend, and we're all sons and daughters of our fathers. And I miss mine. He was 96 when he died, and that was just a little under 2 years ago. He'd be 98 this year in just a few weeks. I want to sing a song. It's just in his words. He said these words all the time. He was a very optimistic guy. He had a great outlook, and he was always looking on the positive side of things. And he said, "Don't worry about me." When you know my mom had died, and he was alone for a while there, and he was kind of, it was a tough thing, but he learned how to deal with it. And he said, "You know, don't worry about me. I'm not going to pair up with some widow." He said, If I take a widow to dinner, I'm going to take two or three. And that's what we would do every Wednesday. Country Club early bird dinner. Discount dinner. He'd pick the three of them up and take them back home again. He was 96. He drove right until a month before he died, but people around that little town knew to watch out for him. Well, I'm not afraid of dying. Around, just where it ought to be, just breathing easy. It's a whole lot harder than it used to be. Well, I've written my book, paid the bills, see a check came in, pick up the widows at 6. I'm gonna drive them to dinner, then home again. Speakerphone, would you? That way the caller won't have to yell. I've been around too long. While I was looking, my light just blew on past. And each time I see you, I know full well it'd be my last. Download stuff kind of hurting you some. It sets all your stuff up. When you play here again, I sure hope I can come. You know, I tried that station. It just won't come on inside these walls. You know, I'm hard of hearing. But sometimes I hear your mother call. Da 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 da.
you'd be a teacher. That music bug grabbed you, would lead you along. Your boys are really something. About enough of this life. I'm not afraid of dying. It's waiting around, it's waiting on me. Just breathing easy. It's a whole lot harder than it used to be. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Good, thank you. Here's one about my hometown, Wheeling, West Virginia, Northern Panhandle. I was just through there. I want to send it out to Buzz and Rube out there. No Wheeling well. You know, the greatest feat of mankind. Wheeling, West Virginia. All right. Oh, yeah. We need a capo on this. This is about the vegetable man, Mr. Tony Migna. We used to call him Mr. Migna. His real name is Menya. We didn't know how to pronounce in Italian back there. And then.
Italian.
His brother had the other side of National Road, but we could hear Tony coming every Tuesday. He had his own truck with his name stenciled on the side, Magnus Produce, and he'd roll his window down and start singing a little song about what he had for sale in the truck. All the women come running, you know. Money in their hands. I got melons. I got melons. I got cantaloupe, honeydew, watermelon too. I got melons. I got strawberries, nice strawberries. I got bananas and grapes and grapefruit too. I got strawberries. When I'm just a little Italian man, sell more food than most men can. I load my truck and drive to town. All the pretty women come swarming around for my produce. Produce right to your door. Plan your supper when you hear me. Guess you go through this ready when you hear me. I got tomato. Nice tomato. Beach, take a Bradley's too. I got the tomato. I got green beans. I got green beans. I got broccoli, kale, cauliflower too. I got green beans. But I rode down the sides at the top of your street. To your door, fired up this week and nice and more next Tuesday.
hello, Mrs. O'Brien. I got some tomatoes I saved just for you. They're just the way you like them. Just so ripe, they're about to split apart. So sweet. I got potatoes. I got aubergines. I got okra. And then we wait for him to the middle of July and he starts singing. I got sweet corn.
Your brother wins.
I'm a traveling sort of guy. I got to keep moving, I guess. Just kind of in the blood. And I want to sing this, send this one out to my wife, Kit, who's not here this weekend, which is highly unusual. She's home tending the garden. And I want to say that it's a very difficult thing to thread the needle to balance a festivity like this when you're playing music and playing on stage and having fun with your musician friends and also having your family there. But I want to say that it's better to have them there, even though it's harder. And I want to send this one out to Kit out there back home in Nashville. Made up my mind to go someplace so far away. I hit it well. Without a said goodbye. No hugs or tears that way. It's probably for the best. Sent cards along the way. Said I was looking for a brand new life. But I never settled down. My wanderlust would always cut the ties like a knife. Sometimes a lonesome wind calls out just like it knows me. Down on a night like this, and I don't know where to go, it shows me the way. He knows me. My brother went. I always looked ahead. I was so afraid that I'd be caught behind. Followed a crooked stream, places I had never been, and one more highway sign. Not like some other guy. Hours till the day when it's not so I can rest. It's the time is best for talking to my friend. life is gone. The only home I ever had is this open road. My skin's all cracked and brown. It's a mirror to the desert ground and the dusty wind that always blows. I never made a mark. I just scattered footsteps on the shifting sand. Whatever pushes me, something only he could ever understand.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate that. We're going to do one more. And I'm going to be, like I said, I'll be at the country store after the show with the merch stuff. And also, I'm going to be sitting in with Daryl Scott tomorrow. And if you like that song we just sang, I was supposed to sing it tomorrow. I forgot and put it in the set list today. Maybe we'll do it again. Who knows? About an auctioneer, and it goes pretty fast. We'll be done with this real soon. You want to hear it again?
Play it again.
What else was I going to say? I don't know what else I had to say. I just really love playing this festival. It's really wonderful that Craig and Steve and everybody still want me to come and play. There's a lot of people coming up. You got to make room for them too. But I'm really glad I get the chance to come here every year. And my challenge to you, if I don't see you again in a little while, is the way you feel now, try to feel that way until I see you again, okay? If you're feeling good anyway. It doesn't have to just be today or during Bluegrass Festival. It could be all year long. And once again, give a hand to John Gardner, Mike Bubb, Brian Sutton and Stuart Duncan. One called Look Down That Lonesome Road.
continue to make it. Some folks have to slow down if they made me lame. Other folks keep moving, rocking on just the same. I walk like an old fox and I shake back the old tail. You know there's a hellhound, he's slipping on my trail.
Live love and repeat. Thank you very much.
It's Tim O'Brien right there, friends and neighbors.
Thanks a million.